Look, Brendan, he had to work in the yard.
Sound as home, yeah.
Oh, the poor. It was 31 degrees it hit yesterday on the coast. And Brendan's out there. They just moved into a new joint at Niagara Park.
I know what we'll do this weekend. We'll do the landscaping.
And you're going to be the main man. And that's what he had to do. So you've inspired us, Brendan.
Oh, what they made you do.
Yeah. Craziest thing that you've had to do for work. I tell you what I had to do. I was, when I was on the dark side next door, and a circus came to town and they said, this would be good. So they put me in a cage with bloody lions. Mm. And then what they did, they made me go down and got my arms and my hands on my knees.
In a,
they bent
what,
me
in
over,
a lion cage?
In a lion cage. And they had all the lions in front.
You were in a lion cage with lions.
Lion cage. And then they had these two sort of podiums. And then they got me to bend over, put my hands.
Really? This won't hurt a bit, they said.
Look, no hands.
Did they grease it?
And they got a lion to jump from one podium to the other over my back.
Over the top of you.
And I'm there. Now, Kirsten, the kids were in Hobart at that time. Because they went for a holiday and she was spewing. She just went, oh, honey, have you seen that? Because you see it on the news when lions attack in the cage.
Yeah.
And I just went, holy geez. But anyway.
Jeez, but you wouldn't want to have a bit of sandwich on your chin, like a bit of, you know, pastrami and.
Or rubbed yourself in mints like you normally do. I put the mints under my arms like that. Like I didn't do it that day though. And then, like, you know, and here's Brendan saying he had to work in 31 degree heat.
I once went to a. It was like a show down in Canberra. I was working for a mob down there. They said, mate, why don't you get up and have a go at this? And it was the wood chopping section of the show. And I thought, that looks a bit daunting. So I said, all right, I'll do it. I'll get up. And I was going to have a compete against a police officer who was in a different class of wood chopping. Yeah. And I was packing it because it was – these axes are sharp. And they made me put on these chainmail socks before I got up to do the wood chopping. I'm putting on these chainmail socks next to this wood chopper, and these guys are hard as nails.
So you're a celebrity guest wood chopper.
Celebrity guest wood chopper. Yeah. And as I'm putting on my chainmail socks, and the guy next to me goes, oh, they're all right, but they don't stop you breaking a bone. They'll stop the axe going into you, though. I put them on. I said, do you got some? Nah, don't wear them. And so I was really worried, and I spoke to this bloke who he had been coaching wood chopping for about 50 years. He was a purist, and this is what he had to say to me.
They put you up on that log, and you start swinging it, and it glances, and it hits your foot. It'll take your foot right off, and no chop. I said, oh, my God, no chop's worth the foot. I've spent hours and hours before they even get on the block telling them what to do. I'm telling you this because I don't want to see a big... your foot on the ground. The same of them do to you.
I hear
you. Because I'm just saying that I've trained a lot of blokes. I've never ever cut. He's only 15. He's going to cut here in a minute. Me daughter. And I'm going to say, because when you're swinging that, you feel how heavy that is. He's swinging that. Look how heavy that is. He won that axe. He won it.
Oh, he won that axe.
When the Mays boys got. But
good,
I'm saying.
He's ever shining.
See that. See when you hit the log, if you hit it with that bit of a scarf, if you hit it, or a loose chip, if you hit it with that side, that axe will go like that and it'll go straight along the block and it'll glance like that. If you don't hang on to it and guide, I'm telling you, it is a dangerous sport. Like Les Slee was a big policeman in Sydney, and he said, there's not many accidents in this sport. He said, because he said, it won't only be one or two stitches, he said, it'll be 100 or 200 stitches.
Going.
Roger that.
I'm about to
settle. Holy jeez. So you did the celebrity the celebrity wood chipping at Canberra show.
I did this after that chat.
What did you do?
Within 5 minutes, I was standing on a log.
Poo your duds.
Between my legs with my little flimsy chainmail socks on with an axe that would take your leg off.
Yep.
And I was just, all I could think about was him when he said that if it comes off a chip wrong and it slices, it'll go straight across and take your foot clean off.
Oh, man.
And it was the slowest cut I think ever recorded at the wood chop at any show.
G'day, Sam.
Hi, Sam.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. What's the craziest thing you've had to do for
work? Well, I used to work for Cut Price Deli many, many years ago.
Cut Price Deli? Is that the one?
Yeah, that's the one. And I was the pig. I was the 6-foot pig that used to walk around the shop terrifying children.
Oh, no. So you had to get in there.
Go over. Yeah, I used to have a bag of lollies, and the boss said, go out and give the kids lollies. But as soon as I'd walk over, they'd look at me and just absolutely start screaming. So I kept the lollies.
So how often did you have to dress as the pig at the shop?
Well, we used to take turns, and I think one of the girls used to actually have a couple of wines out the back before she went in. But, yeah, we used to take turns. So it used to be loads of fun.
What a mascot for a cut-price deli to choose.
A drunken pig.
A drunken pig.
But you know, what? You end up smelling like a pig because putting those costumes on, they sweat and you sweat because it's so bloody hot inside.
Oh, look, I worked in a deli, so talking about smelling, we'd have every local dog following us home by the time we got home.
Nothing in your pockets?
Oh, Sam, how funny. So how long were you the mascot for?
I was the mascot, there for quite a few years, but we all took turns, and yeah, we really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I just can't believe there was a mascot of a pig for a small goods product.
I know.
Brad Pitt used to dress up as a chicken before he made it big as well. Did you know that?
Did he really?
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah, yeah.
I've also been a pea.
Oh, you're a pea. When were you a pea?
I was a pea for this crazy guy in Queensland called Peasville Studios.
Yeah.
And I was a dancing pea.
Jeez, I tell you
Sam,
what. You've come a long way, Sam.
If I ever need anyone to dress up as something, Sam, I know where to go.
Yes, yes.
You know
and
what?
I can cut loose, no stage fright under a mask.